Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March of, for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices, state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I probably will vote.
Definitely in this primary?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Victoria Nieve Criado?
I don't know who that is.
That's fine. Yasmin Simon?
I don't know who that is.
Nathan Johnson?
Don't know.
Clay Jenkins?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. The next one is Ron Kirk.
Ron Kirk?
Yes.
Yes, favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Thank you. What about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I don't know who that is.
That's fine. And what about Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary for the state Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote if you had to choose today?
I don't know anything about either one of them.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Is it guns, which is sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons? Is it voting rights, restrictions of voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? Education, Governor Abbott's voucher, a plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Abortion, Texas laws in criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Or local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights.
Guns, the first one.
The first one. Thank you very much. And what is the next most important issue? Is it voting rights, education, abortion, or local control?
Voting rights.
Voting rights. Thank you. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating a Democratic incumbent, Morgan Meyer, by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
The second one.
The second one. Thank you. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. The first statement.
I don't know who she is.
Maybe with these statements, you can know a bit more about her, and you can tell me if you would definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or if it doesn't impact your opinion.
Okay.
The first statement is, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping other people seek a path to legal immigration.
So what is the question? Would I vote for her?
Yes. If that statement would lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
It probably wouldn't affect my opinion.
It probably does not impact your opinion?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
What is the question on that? Would I vote for it?
Yes, would you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion?
Read what she has again.
Yes. Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
That would make me more likely to vote for her.
So probably vote or definitely vote for?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities.
Yeah, that would, yes, I would vote for her, probably.
Probably. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildfire Fund, the ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
And that would make me definitely vote for her.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Yeah, that would make me vote for her.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, in Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities.
Probably vote for her.
Thank you. Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach.
Probably.
Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
Against what?
Against meritless lawsuits.
Oh, I see. Probably.
Probably vote for it. Thank you. Now, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Probably.
Thank you. The next one is, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Yes, probably I would.
Probably, thank you. Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting Texas' economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Would that lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or just not impact your opinion?
Probably vote for her.
Thank you very much. The next one is, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Killing thousands of what?
Texans.
Oh. Can you read that again? I didn't get it.
Yes. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Oh, yes. Yes, I would for sure vote for her.
So that would be a definitely or?
Yes. Probably. Yes, definitely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger.
For sure vote for her.
And that will be a definitely as well?
Definitely, yes.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I guess Yasmin.
Yes, thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it does not matter to you.
Okay.
The first statement is, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Would that lead
you
to...
against her. Against.
Definitely vote.
Against.
Definitely or probably.
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. The next one is, Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Can you read that one again, please?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
That would make me definitely not vote for.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
I wouldn't vote for against. I would vote against her.
So that would be definitely vote against or probably
yes.
Vote against?
Definitely.
Thank you. The next one is, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party, and she is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
turning Dallas County blue?
Blue.
Okay. She voted in a Democratic. Okay.
It says she is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
That would make me not vote for her.
Definitely vote.
Yeah, I guess.
And the last one for this section is, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
It would make a difference.
So it does not matter, or... Probably.
Does not matter. Does not matter.
Thank you. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Yasmin.
Yes, thank you. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Animal rights.
Animal rights.
Right.
Thank you very much. And now just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you tell me, please, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive. Thank you very much. And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
White or Caucasian.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.